Dan Gleeson. I'm really setting myself up here, but I'll be surprised if you weren't happy with that.
Yeah, I'm happy, but I'm not stupid as in, you know, the result is immaterial. We could have lost the game 5-0, we could have won 12-0. It's immaterial at this stage. What is massive positive for me is the way the lads applied themselves and the effort they put in. And I'll never, ever ask for anything more than that. You can only ever give what you've got. If you're honest and you give everything and you come off and you've lost the game, then I'll shake your hand and say, well done. Simple as that. You can't ask for no more, you know. I'm very positive in the performance, as I say, but we won't get carried away with the result. It's immaterial.
How long did it take you to put this squad together? Because you didn't have too many players on the books.
I've been here since Wednesday, so then really. I've probably made 300 phone calls. 1 minute you think you've got a player, and then he's gone somewhere else. Then he comes back and he wants £500 a week, and then he comes. It's frustrating, I'll say that, but I'm very positive from the inside looking out that this club's in a very good position. It's got a lot of good things happening. Hopefully me coming in is one of them. A completely clean slate for everyone at the football club. You know, players have come and gone. And Gary was here 13 years, done a fantastic job. But the club's moved on, hopefully for the better. New stadium, people keep on about it, but it is in the pipeline and will happen. It's a positive place to be. And the one thing I need to do is move quickly and bring six or seven places in as players in as quickly as I can, because I'm aware that players looking in maybe not quite be an attractive proposition at this moment in time, but it will be, believe me. I'm very confident in what I'm doing and what Midge is doing with me, and we'll move quickly to put things right, shall we say.
Cambridge City has suffered a little bit from being disenfranchised, if you like, since losing Milton Road and losing the base, but you've got a great basis here on the squad members that are still here and Neil Midgley, and taking it sort of into the future.
Yeah, definitely, exactly. Listen, as I just said, the club's it's a fantastic club. Were we to have our own ground, would it improve us as a club right now? Of course it would. But we're where we are and we deal with it. Neil Midgley's here because he's been a fantastic servant to the football club. He knows the league inside and out. His man management skills for me are very good. His relationship with players at this level are brilliant, and he'll be a great asset to the football club again throughout the season.
Top draw performance from Enel Ordinez in the first half. It's great to see him back between the sticks in the Cambridge City jersey, but he did have to work, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He's done fantastic, but I'll always be honest, he does frustrate me at times. If he'd done the things he does well and only them things, he probably wouldn't be stood here playing for Cambridge City. But, you know, he's a good keeper to have because he wants to play football in the right manner. At times, does he overdo it? Yes, he does. And that will hopefully, over the next few weeks, be drawn out of him. He's a great asset to the football club. He's a bit of an infectious character, and that's a good thing to have, especially in the dressing room. He's a great character, you know. He gets around the lads, and his morale is great. He's always a happy-go-lucky lad, and he's a pleasure to have here. But he's just got to eradicate them few little things. He knows it as well. He's not daft. Today, doing things that you probably wouldn't do on a cold Monday evening at St Ives against Hungerford or wherever it will be.
Three great goals today. The pick of them was the last one. But I'd just like to single out Charlie Wolfe because he's a youngster. He's come through the ranks. And he played like he'd been playing for a very long time at this level.
Yeah, again, Charlie's been fantastic today. Young lad, come in last season, into the first team last season, I believe, and done well. Today, first half, got a little bit isolated. It's difficult to gauge against teams like this because they play in a completely different manner as what you will be used to. But as I said at the start, his work rate, honesty, his work rate and endeavour, was second to none today. And yeah, if you go out and have the right attitude as he has today, and you have 11 players like that week in, week out, then you're going to get more results right than wrong.
11 players that start the next game, how many of them are out there now?
You tell me. No idea. Listen, there's lots of players we're still looking at, and what I am hoping is, as I said, at this moment in time, from the outside looking in, it might not be a fantastic proposition for a player coming into the football club. We've got four or five players signed. But believe me, it will be an attractive proposition. In the next week, I'll be speaking players today and hoping to get them penned down as soon as possible, because his lads there today have been fantastic, and hopefully they'll commit to the club and buy into what we're trying to achieve. But again, not getting too carried away in terms of result today, but performance, very good.
Dan, well done today, and best of luck for pre-season and a very long season ahead.
Thank you very much.